experts are back. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, in this segment, we have with us as a guest on the line, Diana McKay, who is the owner of Wonder Bull, which is a pit bull education company. Welcome to the show, Diana.
Thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Diana, can you explain to our listeners exactly what Wonder Bull is?
Well, we are strictly an educational group and go to different pet events throughout the year in Michigan and promote responsible pit bull ownership, responsible dog safety tips, and how to prevent your community from passing breed-specific legislation. And we talk with people, and we hand out free educational materials. And we also talk with rescues and talk with shelters and offer our assistance with regards to pit bulls in their communities and within their groups.
Interesting. Diana, why do you think it is that so many communities throughout the country have started doing breed-specific legislation? I mean, is there a justification for why they're picking one breed as opposed to judging the behavior of a dog regardless of the breed?
Well, it all started back in the 80s when pit bulls first started becoming more popular. And with popularity, you come across different aspects of the population that are going to use the dogs for the wrong purposes, are going to appear on the news due to irresponsible ownership. But honestly, it's still the individual dogs should be judged by their individuality and the owners that are ultimately responsible for their dogs' actions. So these laws were actually started as a knee-jerk reaction to emotional pleas from some of the public members who are automatically afraid of these dogs based on their looks alone. And it really does nothing to address the issue, a true underlying issues, which are irresponsible ownership, dog safety, and just in general public education.
Well, and you're right. They are, when you look at them, they can be intimidating in terms of the look. But correct me if I'm wrong, German Shepherd's bite, Doberman's bite, there's all kinds of other dogs out there that really, if they're treated badly or frightened, that's what they do. So why focus just on the pit bulls?
Well, we have a unique, you're right, in that all breeds of dog bite. Actually, many breeds have fatally killed people, not just pit bulls, not just shepherds, not just Rottweilers or Dobermans. Even Chihuahuas have been known to kill infants.
Now you're getting a little personal there. That's Rick Pruse's dog, so we don't want to go there.
No, but our point is just it's all breeds of dogs are capable. They have teeth. They bite. They are animals, and we just don't believe that these laws address the real issues. Unfortunately, pit bulls they have a unique perspective in the community because they are used for dog fighting. Mm-hmm. So we're battling with the bad reputation because of the dog fighting communities. And in Michigan, we are surrounded by dog fighting communities, especially in the Metro Detroit area.
And the Lansing area as well.
Yes.
I'm wondering, what can you do as a education outreach to solve or to help solve those? I see two specific problems. I see not just legislation wanting to spin towards breed-specific, but also maybe the vacuum of alternative legislation that can control the actual problem. And you also have to deal with the dog-fighting problems. That can be a whole, you know, my dad fought dogs, I'm fighting dogs, and it's just the right thing to do. How do you break that? How do you break these chains of ridiculousness?
Well, there are some of the humane organizations out there in other states, and as well, I believe, here in Michigan, are offering positive alternatives play time to do with your pit bulls or interactions with your pit bull, such as weight pulling, which is where the dog is hooked up to a harness and can pull different varying weights, and or, again, encouraging them to come to free classes for training, education, even for things such as agility, which some of them really excel at because, you know, they just love to jump and run and play. And so positive interactions, we need to reach the kids in the schools.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense.
That's where it starts. Uh-huh. Unfortunately, we're hearing from teachers. I heard from a Detroit public school teacher just at the Novi Pet Expo last November, over in November. And she was talking how they don't show any affect when it comes to injury of an animal. The children are so used to seeing the brutality or hearing it on a day-to-day basis that it's okay to them that an animal is hurt in the process of these horrific blood sports. And if your child is growing up with no affect to those types of activities, then how can they respect any living person and or animal?
Yeah, and if you take away the pit bulls, then there'll be some other avenue for which they'll vent their issues with it. Unless you solve the root of the issue, you know, this desensitizing process, you're not going to get to the problem.
Absolutely, and they actually don't always use pit bulls in these dog fights. They will use other big breeds. Mm-hmm. They will use Rottweilers. They will use other big type dogs, and it varies. It runs the gamut. There is no rule hard and fast, and unfortunately, we have street fighters that just on the spur of the moment, they'll, you know, hey, your dog looks tough. You want to prove it, and they'll do it on the spot as opposed to the highly organized dog fighting operations similar to what Michael Vick was behind, where they're bankrolled by thousands of dollars in big-time money. But in order to train these animals, they use people's pets. They'll steal them out of the backyard. They'll take any kind of breed of dog, and put them in there to train the other dogs how to fight.
So how do we sensitize the children more? You know, how do we get to that?
Well, again, I think that if we have more positive interaction with the dogs and the kids, such as educational, going into the schools and showing them, maybe a pit bull that's been canine good citizen tested and is a good representative of the breed, a normal representative of the breed,
right,
and show them that these dogs are worth more than just throwaways in their life. And there are some model organizations out in Indianapolis. Indy Pit Crew is working. They're another nonprofit educational group that does education about dog fighting. They go into the community. They teach the kids their alternatives to dog fighting and put a positive face on ownership and wanting to own their dogs and treat them as family.
And that sounds excellent. And then we were also, you know, you had mentioned breed-specific rules versus behavior-specific rules. Is there any avenue that you can take to encourage, you know, behavior-specific, human behavior-specific rules that the municipalities can really work with?
Well, there are some other dog advocacy groups within Michigan that have are passing around model legislation whenever we hear of a city or a township that is considering breed-specific legislation. They have good model laws that are non-breeds, that are dog-neutral, breed-neutral, and they present those to council members. They are tiered as far as first-time offense, second-time offense, third-time offense for any owner of any breed of dog that has an issue, and that includes running at large and going after a domestic animal, a person, et cetera, and with higher fines, again, and mandatory educational classes, and or ultimately, unfortunately, you know, having to euthanize the animal, which comes down to it quite often if a dog attacks a person. Again, showing the communities that there are alternative ways by going proactive, which includes the higher fees, maybe if your dog is not fixed, higher fee, knocking on door to door, checking licenses, that is a huge money raiser for cities that have implemented it. But things of that nature where they check ahead of time and try to prevent and offer free training classes to pets and their owners, encouraging, more often positive interactions in the community with their dogs.
Diana, a while back you mentioned Michael Vick. And when it comes to the topic of pit bulls, that's probably, if you did a Google search, the name that would come up the most often. Did the whole episode with him, with what he did, going to prison and now being back in the NFL, has that helped in terms of educating the public about the topic, or has it glamorized the topic and made the problem worse?
When he went to jail, it brought the topic to the forefront of the public's mind, and people were really starting to pay attention and say, hey, this is not just an isolated incident. There are people out there everywhere where this is happening and torturing these poor animals like this. And when he went back to the NFL, and many pit bull advocates were incensed, I will say that, to see that he was paid after, even though he served his time, that he is still being glorified. And we have news articles or reporters that are continually saying Michael Vick is head of the pack, he's the top dog again. That kind of, it's insensitive to those of us in the pit bull community that advocate for these dogs. And it, to us, it seems that they're making light of the situation and saying, get over it. But many of us aren't over it and will never be. And he's allowed to go on and do what he will with his life. But those of us that know what happened and are still fighting every day for these dogs and their lives and for them to be respected as family pets and not used, as tossaways. We just can't forgive.
Well, Diana, as part of his rehabilitation, was there anything about him advocating about this, or has he demonstrated true remorse? Because I would imagine that if he indeed does feel a sense of remorse and he did become an advocate on behalf of the animals, he might be one of the more powerful voices out there, much like Magic Johnson was with the issue of AIDS.
That's true, but again, comparing AIDS to dog fighting, I don't know that I wouldn't feel comfortable making that comparison. That's not a felony.
No, it's just an uncomfortable topic that sometimes needs an advocate to bring it into a public discussion, because I can just sense that this has been going on a lot longer than the Michael Vick episode of a few years ago.
Absolutely. Because when apologies were made, I guess it depended on who you were or how you interpreted his apologies. It didn't seem sincere to a lot of people, and the dogs were never mentioned. As far as he apologized to his family, apologized to his fans, didn't apologize to what he did to the dogs. Apologized for how it affected his family, his life, his other people, but seemed to not take seriously the injury and the horrific acts that were done to the dogs. So that is why it's hard for some of us to swallow him as an advocate, even though it has potential, but can he pull it off? I haven't seen it. I know one of the larger animal organizations tried to use him as an advocate, and I don't know that that's worked yet. But it's just a matter of people need time to heal. The dogs are still healing. We're still seeing them in need of homes in different organizations, and we're still bringing it to the forefront that the damage was done, and there are other people that are better advocates for this breed than I think Michael Vick is.
Gotcha. Diana, if people are interested in getting in touch with you or hearing more about what you're doing, how do they get in contact with you?
Well, they can go to the blog, which is wonderbull.com/blog, and there's a contact info there. There's our phone number and email contact or a form they can fill out.
Well, fantastic. And we just would encourage folks to take a look at that. We've been speaking this morning with Diana McKay, who is the owner of Wonder Bull, which is a pit bull education organization. Diana, thank you so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you, both of you.
Oh, it was our pleasure. And Rick, in the next segment, we're going to continue our conversation and talk with Joanna Noble, who is director and producer of a documentary on the issue of protecting the reputation of some of these animals, right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.